All right, how's everybody doing? So, I haven't done a podcast in a while, and that's because I have been pretty much focusing on raiding this whole time. I've managed to get healers into groups. I'm running... my big thing was I needed to get all three classes into a raiding group, a somewhat progressive raiding group, progression raiding group. So, I have my Merc, a operative, and a Sork now knocking around in hard mode. I've managed to get... Hard mode Bulo down on my Merc and my operative. I'm hoping to do that with my Sork this weekend or pretty soon. So that's good. That was my main thing. Now we got the guides out on the website, got some kind of initial information on the classes, and then the next step was to get my healers into active running groups that are progressing through hard mode, or at least attempting to. Then that's kind of, you know, where we are now. So that has happened. So that's good. I got my three healers in groups that I'd like, and three groups that are good. And now we just got to kind of keep pushing forward with that. But that means everything has settled down with raiding. I've leveled everything I needed to level. All the crafting. Everything I needed to do to be self-sustaining as a raider, I've done. So now I can kind of really focus more on the site and stuff. And that's good. And the one thing to remember is I play the game. I'm a raider. I don't do anything else, honestly, in the game. I don't run around a lot. I don't spend a lot of time on conquest things. I do have a couple planets with the one of the Aussie guilds I'm in, but I don't really care too much about it. I like to help them out because they're cool. So I will sometimes go dark on the website, and you won't hear from me for a while because I just play the game. And when I think to say something, I say it. When I don't have anything to say, I just don't say anything. So that's what's going on. But I did want to talk about a couple things, actually, if I have time, that was asked of me. One of the questions early on was asked of me was managing heat for the Merc. And the question really was a good one because the person asked and made the observation that managing heat seems to be harder this time around after 3.0 than it was pre-3.0. And honestly, I never really thought about it. I did do a lot of raiding with my Merc in pre-3.0, especially towards the back end of that whole life. Nightmare stuff. I actually have the Gatecrasher title on one of my Merc healers. So I've done enough of it. And heat management was kind of challenging, but I didn't think it was incredibly hard. But then after that comment was made on asking me now with 3.0 dropping, and I started thinking about that, and I started, as I was raiding and playing, I started realizing that I think that person is correct. I've come to the kind of conclusion that with 3.0, at least right now, as things stand right now, that managing heat on the Merc is probably the hardest resource to manage of the three. And there's a lot of kind of weird reasons for that. I don't think it's defaultly the hardest to manage. Where, in other words, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think BioWare actively said, let's make heat, you know, management harder. Where in the 2.x era, force management was the hardest. And I do think BioWare meant that to be the case by how they designed the class. Force management was kind of a nightmare. If you lost control of it, it was really hard to get back. So now with the question, start looking around, and heat is the hardest, and here is why. And then I'll give you some tips on what I think you can do to help that out. Heat management is harder than the rest because of the really usefulness and the great ability of progressive scan. Max, you brought in with the fact that supercharged gas now doesn't give you free unloads and free whatevers, and a lot of Merc healers will do off DPS just because you can. It's really easy to do. So if you're one of the Merc healers that likes to do DPS when things are fine, you got to be really careful with that because things cost now. And you can't really work it into your rotation of, okay, I'm going to drop supercharged gas and now my unload is free and my power shot is free. Things cost, so you have to be a little more mindful of when to use thermal sensor override and, you know, when to vent heat. And I think those are two things that the Mercs have that are really good, but you have to be a lot more aware of those things. So I do think heat is a little harder to manage, and I think it's because we have a lot more abilities that we're doing now. Like, you were working Koto Shell in, you're working Progressive Scan in, you're doing a lot of healing scan, a lot of rapid scan, you're doing emergency scan more than you probably used to because it procs a lot of things and it gives you a free healing scan or a instant healing scan. You have then on top of all of that, Koto Missile. So you're running through a lot of abilities. And I think of all the classes, the Merc class is the one that uses pretty much all its abilities a lot. At least you certainly should. All of the heals on the Merc are really good. And if you use them in the right sequence, they can be really, really good. So, like, if you rapid scan before you heal scan, your rapid scan makes your heal scan cheaper. If you do three of them, you can drop... If you do three rapid scans, you can drop your healing scan down to 10 heat. And that's a pretty good overall heat management if after that, then you do a Koto shot here and there. So you can go, like, three rapid scans, a healing scan, and then a couple Koto shots and get your heat pretty fairly manageable. That's easy to say, but it can be at times hard to do. Because rapid scan isn't an instant heal, right? So you can, if you spec into the power surge, which gives you two instants off of casts, then you can get, you know, two, I guess if I read the thing right, you can do two rapid scans on kind of instant and then hit your healing scan. So, but that's a lot of abilities. Like, Merc healers use a lot of abilities, more so, I believe, than the other two healing classes. With the other two healing classes, you can get by here and there by parsing down, or whatever the word is, to just a couple abilities while your kind of resources kind of fix themselves. Mercs, it's a little different. And I think it's just because the class is really cool and the heals are really cool. But there are a couple things you can do to kind of get a handle on your management. One of them is if you start to get right around 30 and you see your heat rising up to like 30 of the points, 20 or 30 points, straight away, if vent heat is up, just vent heat. Just get it back down. If you don't have vent heat, or another thing to do in case instead of vent heat, is if you thermal sensor override and then do a long cast, which is progressive scan, is a pretty long channel. It's a 2.2-second channel. So what I've started doing is whenever I feel like heat's going to be an issue, if I don't want to use vent heat, I will thermal sensor override if it's up, and then progressive scan right behind it. Progressive scan is a very, very useful heal. And it's because you use thermal sensor override, progressive scan becomes free. So the whole 2.2 seconds that progressive scan is casting, you're using no heat with a heal that otherwise uses a lot of heat. So you get a free heal. It's a very useful heal. You can do it on the run, which is really, really important. And you're hitting pretty much four members. So if you put it on melee, for instance, and they're stacked up on Bulo or Sparky or Red Cafes, or any other fights under Lurker where there's a stacking going on, and you see your heat's kind of getting a little nutty, if you hit thermal sensor override and then hit progressive scan right behind it, you got 2.2 seconds of your heat kind of dropping while you're putting out pretty good healing, because that thing crits pretty nicely. And then after that, you know, you can Koto shot here and there if you're still having problems. So Koto shot is a really big deal. If you are, you know, you don't want to lose, once you lose control of your heat, you might be screwed. So once you get, you know, really high in the bar and you see the yellow filling up your bar, you might just have to Koto shot your way out of that. But what you want to do instead of that, and sometimes you can't help it, but if you can, save your thermal sensor override. Use it pretty much exclusively for progressive scan. Where, like before, Merc DPS would use it, use a thermal sensor override for fusion missile, because fusion missile is awesome, but it costs a lot, or used to. So now what healers should be doing is saving your thermal sensor override for your progressive scan, because it's a 2.2 second cast or channel. Does a lot of healing, and it gives that much time for your heat to kind of drop down. So that's one thing you can do right away. And as part of your rotation, once you start the fight, if you like emergency scan, your Koto shelling everybody, your Koto missile everybody, you start going into your rapid and healing scans, you'll see your heat get kind of nutty. Somewhere in there, once your heat gets to about 30 or 40, try to work in a thermal sensor override / progressive scan. Otherwise, feel free to use progressive scan freely if your heat's okay. Obviously, if you get into trouble, do you drop your vent heat? You should be specced into vent heat being a little better, where you can have it in your skillful utilities, where it advents an additional 15 heat, I believe, and then it gives you alacrity for 10 seconds, 6 seconds, and a little boost of alacrity for 6 seconds. So you want that spec into your utilities. But vent heat is an awesome thing, but you got to be mindful that it doesn't come up, you know, all that often. It's a pretty big cooldown for what it is we're talking about. So what you want to do is stagger those two. Use thermal sensor override first is what I suggest. Once you get and then if you start getting nutty again and your heat gets away from you again, go ahead and use vent heat to drop it back down. But the cooldown is pretty big. It's almost like a two-minute cooldown, I believe. Both of them actually have a pretty big cooldown. So you want to stagger them during the fight. Also, you want to know when one of them's coming off. So pay attention to those two cooldowns. I'm assuming, you know, everybody should have the text up on when your cooldown's coming off so you know how much time you got. So if you're starting to run low on heat, but you need to do a lot of healing, and you see either, hopefully, vent heat is coming off. That's a really big one. Or thermal sensor override is coming off, and you can kind of adjust to that what heal you use next. If vent heat is coming up first or coming up next, and you know you're going to need it, you can kind of do a little more healing waiting for that to come off. If you got 2 seconds, say, if thermal sensor override over thermal sensor override is coming off, I wouldn't suggest you do as much healing because it doesn't really take heat away. It just gives it free. So, you know, but you can still do a little bit of healing. So if you got like an emergency scan that's available, you can Koto Shao. Koto Mission costs 15, so that's a lot. But you can start, you know, kind of doing a couple things, waiting for thermal sensor override to come off. And when that comes off, then go to your progressive scan and heal while you're free and drop in all the stuff I just talked about. So those are just some quick ways that you can manage your heat a little better if you're having problems with that. Keep an eye on vent heat. Keep an eye on thermal sensor override. If you have to use thermal sensor override, use it in front of a progressive scan and try to use vent heat right around 30, 40 of the points of heat. I think they're called pips or whatever. But once you see your heat meter get to about 30 or 40, if vent heat is up, just use it. It'll save you a lot of hassle. So this is the quick things. Another thing, too, I noticed is supercharged gas. I haven't really paid too much attention to the tooltips. Honestly, I don't know if supercharged gas is, if it says in there that it drops your heat, but it does drop your heat. It's kind of cool. I know it generates 5% less heat. Our healing scan has no cooldown, generates 5% less heat. So healing scan is a big deal after supercharged gas, but just the act of using supercharged gas, I've noticed my heat will drop. So if you have supercharged gas up and you're worried about your heat, just use it. It'll drop your, I've noticed it drops my heat. I don't know if it drops just because the time it takes to use it and go to the next thing, but it's a really good way to kind of quickly get some heat back. And then as you start spamming healing scan. So just remember that supercharged gas will drop your heat a few points at least. And it's a kind of a lifesaver at times. So between that, thermal sensor override, and then vent heat, you should be okay to kind of heal with all the abilities that the Merc uses, but you're going to have to keep an eye on that stuff, man. Don't use it close to each other. Know what's coming up next in the fight. Know what when you're going to need the burst. Know what you can do, and please don't forget Koto Shot. Koto Shot is your friend. It can crit for some nice heals. You can do it on a run, and it's a good way to keep your heat dropping down while you're still putting heals out. And if worse comes to worse, just tell the other healer you're going to need to be carried for a second because you have nothing left and you're going to have to Koto Shot for a couple seconds. So in the face of everything else, if all has gone to hell and there's nothing you can do about it, tell the other healer you've got some problems, Koto Shot your way through it. So those are just some quick tips for Merc healing. I can do a full-on like video guide if you want. I have a lot of guides on YouTube now with the Merc healer. The other two classes don't have to worry so much about this, honestly. And for different reasons. First of all, the Sorc, it's almost impossible to run out of force. You have to just really, really super try hard, excuse me, to run out of force. I was healing the Balamar fight hard mode, which we just called Red Kephas, on my Sorc, and I actively tried to run out of heat. I remember I was just messing up my rotation on purpose. I wasn't using force surges the right way. I would not use resurgence for stuff. I was just doing whatever I felt like doing, spamming Dark Infusion. And it was almost impossible to run out of heat. And even when you're low heat, you can get it back pretty quickly because you almost always have three stacks of Force Surge or two stacks of Force Surge you can consume with the set bonus. And with now the new spec, you force consume is really cool. Get your force back pretty cleanly. It's just really weird. The Sorc is so much easier now to manage force. You don't even have to think about it. But just some tips. Do still consume whenever you can. It'll keep your thing. It'll keep your force up pretty cleanly. Obviously, use the overload, the knockback heal. That's a free heal, if I remember right, and it does pretty good heal, and it gives you back force the whole time. Use resurgence for heals. The kind of all the tips still remain, but the big thing with that class to know is that it's not. You don't have to be as proactive with it as you used to be. You can kind of go nuts. You can kind of mess up your rotation. You can do bursting with innervate and resurgence and dark this and dark that, and roaming mend is a great one. After resurgence, and you won't really lose a lot of force. And if you get like halfway down, you'll gain it back by just a couple consumptions. You'll be okay. So I still consume here and there. I tend to use my force, my three stacks of force surge a lot more for the AOE heal than I used to, and that is just because you can, honestly. It's because force management is not an issue at all. But for longer fights, if your crew is still undergeared, if you're still working through progression on fights, some of those fights can take a while to kill. Just remember that force surge, three stacks of force surge, consumption will get your force back, no problem, and you'll be just fine. So force management isn't as hard as it used to be, but you still want to be mindful of it, obviously. You still want to know when fights are, what's coming up in the fight, and you still want to use, if you don't need your AOE heal instant, use your force surge stacks for consumption, and you'll be just fine. it's really hard to run out of force. It's kind of interesting how what they did. Just really quickly on the Operative. The Operative has energy problems compared to pre-3.0, but it's not that big a deal, honestly. The only thing I would say about the Operative is you're going to have to diagnostic scan a lot more than you did before. And the problem with diagnostic scan is you can't do it on the run. I've said it before, a lot of people know this. The Operative Scoundrel class is the only class that can't get resources back on the run. So Mercs and Sorks can consume. Mercs can vent heat. Mercs can override. Mercs can Koto shot. The Sorks can consume and do the overload. All the kind of quick tips you can do while standing still. You can do it while you're running. The Operative cannot. So you got to remember just to work in diagnostic scan as part of your rotation. Save adrenaline probe until you're absolutely out of energy. Don't use it any sooner than you need to. Save it till you're out, then use it. And then the rest of the way, just kind of be aware that that things cost more than they used to, and that it's still an issue. If you burst, you're still going to run out of energy. If you do burst healing on your Operative, you will be energy deficient. So after a burst, you want to work in a couple diagnostic scans. It crits pretty nicely. It ticks pretty nicely, and you'll get energy back. Okay, save adrenaline probe until you're completely drained. Don't use it as you do vent heat. Vent heat, you use it kind of early in your resource management. You don't need to do that with the Operative. You just need to not, you know, make sure you only wait. You wait until you're completely out and be a better managing of when adrenaline probe is going to be available. If you're out early, don't use it, adrenaline probe. So the adrenaline probe basically comes down to this. Use it if you're completely out of energy and or it's the end of the fight and you guys are about to go crazy. So you don't want to – it's better to waste adrenaline probe late in the fight than it is early in the fight, primarily because most of the group early in the fight is doing okay health-wise. Everybody's kind of settled into the rotation. By the end of the fight, the guys – people aren't paying attention as much. You tend to stand in stuff. You tend to kind of take hits that shouldn't take because the boss is almost dead. You want to have all of your energy, or at least as much as you can, by then. So I usually try to save adrenaline probe towards the very end and when I'm out, and that's ideal because then if you're out, you hit it, the boss is about to die, and you can do whatever you want to do. You can help with damage. You can do whatever you need to do to kill the boss. Otherwise, for Operatives, you want to work in diagnostic scan early and often. It's just a proactive way of managing your energy. You shouldn't have any problems keeping up with bursts. You shouldn't have any problems doing AoE heals with Koto Waves and Nanotech. I wouldn't use Nanotech and Koto Wave back-to-back. You kind of want to mix that up a little bit. But there's not a lot of, you know, concern with the class when it comes to energy management if you work in diagnostic scan and if you save adrenaline probe towards the end. Also, stim boost, alacrity is a big deal. So stim boost, and then if you have alacrity or adrenaline, use those two things. So when you get your energy kind of midway through, that'll help regen everything. It'll help kind of balance everything out. It's kind of cool to see alacrity be useful, but it is. So remember that for all healing classes, but especially for the Operative, because stim boost is already there. It's not a passive, it's an active thing you can hit and use and kind of control. So use stim boost when you're starting to see your energy get a little drained about midway through, and then use an alacrity adrenal as well, and you'll see kind of your energy kind of top off a little faster. So for Operatives, diagnostic scan, save adrenaline probe till hopefully late in the fight, and then certainly when you're completely out, use your stim boost and use alacrity adrenals, and your energy should be okay. Koto probes, when you're running around, doesn't drain your energy, so that helps you. For Sorks, consumption, just like you would before, off two or three stacks, no problem. Overload, to kind of give you a second or two. Otherwise, Sorks management is really easy. For Mercs, thermal sensor override is good with right in front of progressive scan, and Koto shot whenever you can to work that out. So it's a really quick 20-minute podcast on managing your resources. If you have any questions, please ask me. I get a lot of questions emailed to me through my website. If you go to the guides, each individual guide has a thing. I think the bottom of the homepage has a thing where you can ask questions. So please, I do respond to emails. I do respond to questions. I love to get them. I get them immediately on my phone, and I respond. I try to respond within a couple of days. Hope everyone's doing well. Sorry I've been quiet. There's a lot of stuff going on in the game, and I have guides already ready. I just got to post them sometime next couple of days. Take care. Thanks for the support, and see you.